Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 12, Home Sweet Home, Coapia. From the air, Coapia looked beautiful. It wasn't like those other places with pastures and treeless slopes. Its rolling hills were covered in dense green forests. Coapia looked like a good place to spend the winter. So Tilta, Chipolo, and the rest of the flock decided to land and check it out. The forests offered good shelter and enough food for many birds and other types of animals. Chipolo saw some strange and beautiful birds, like quetzals, colored an amazing shade of green. He approached one of these splendid birds and started a conversation.
"Hello, what's your name?" asked Chipolo.
"Quetzali," smiled the beautiful bird.
"Mine's Chipolo."
"You're not from here, are you?" Quetzali asked.
"No, I just got here. I've come from far to the north, and I've never been here before."
"Do you live here?" Chipolo asked delightedly.
"Well, not all the time, but I come here often. The forests are well preserved, and I can find many of the fruits I like to eat," answered Quetzali.
"Are you a vegetarian?" Chipolo asked.
"Actually, quetzals are omnivorous, and I like to eat different things. We eat a lot of fruit, large insects, and sometimes a frog or lizard."
"You're insectivorous, right? You eat only insects," continued Quetzali.
"Practically. I eat a lot of beetle and butterfly larvae, but I also eat spiders," confessed Chipolo.
"Wow, that sounds delicious. I didn't know that. What type of bird are you?"
"I would say you look like one of those migrating warblers that come here every year, but there's something different about you. Your belly isn't yellow. You have those long black streaks on your sides, and your cheeks are golden."
"That's because I'm a golden-cheeked warbler," said Chipolo proudly.
"No wonder I didn't recognize you. There aren't many of you, are there?"
"I think I've seen one or two before, but not many," said Quetzali.
Chipolo's face clouded over.
"The juniper oak woodlands where we breed in central Texas are being cleared by humans to expand cities, develop pastures, and construct reservoirs. The loss of these woodlands makes it more challenging for us to find places where we can raise young. For the same reasons, it's also harder for us to find pine oak forests in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua, where we can spend the winter," finished Chipolo.
"Things don't look as good as they could for my species either," said Quetzali. "We're in trouble for the same reason. Deforestation is decreasing the amount of forest available for us to find food and shelter. And if that weren't enough, there are still people who hunt and capture us to sell."
"A lot of animals, plants, and other living things depend on forests," added Chipolo.
"You know what, Chipolo? I laugh when people say that deforestation doesn't affect them. As if they didn't depend on forests for water, food, oxygen, firewood, and timber," said Quetzali angrily and passionately. "Luckily, there are people who understand and care for forests."
"Hey, Quetzali, where do you go when you're not here?" asked Chipolo.
"When I'm not here, I go to small patches of cloud forest you can still find here and there across Mexico and Central America. Even though most of the remaining forests are smaller than they used to be, they still harbor a lot of life. I depend on those patches of forest as much as I depend on this place," explained Quetzali. Chipolo and Quetzali were becoming good friends, and they talked for a long time. Soon, a flash came out of the forest that made them both jump. It was Quetzali's friend, Marcus, a male quetzal. Marcus's tail feathers were extremely long. When he went from one tree to another in the dark forest, he looked like a streak of green light. Quetzali said goodbye to Chipolo and went with Marcus to look for fruit. Now that he had made his first friend in Coapia, Chipolo returned to the flock. There he met a bird whose beak was shaped like an axe. Chipolo thought this might make it hard to eat. Tilta introduced Chipolo to this strange bird.
"Chipolo, this is my friend Ernesto. He is a toucanet," said Tilta excitedly.
Chipolo extended his wing and said, "Hi, friend. I'm Chipolo."
"Rock, reek, rock, rock, reek," answered Arnesto cheerily.
"What?" exclaimed Chipolo.
"Rock, reek, rock, rock," repeated Arnesto.
"Rock, rock, reek," laughed Chipolo.
"Rock,"
agreed Arnesto.
"Well, yes," stammered Chipolo, trying to hide his confusion. He hadn't understood a single word the chatty toucanette said. He pretended to know what they were talking about and added, "You're completely right."
"Rock, reek,"
asked Arnesto, who kept hopping from branch to branch.
"Well," said Chipolo doubtfully.
"Rock!"
Ernesto's screech was so loud it could be heard throughout the neighborhood, and it wasn't easy to understand exactly what he meant.
"No, no, how can you think that? Not at all," explained the confused little bird.
"Well, in any event, I've really enjoyed talking with you, Ernesto," concluded Chipolo, "but it's time for me to go see what's over there."
"Rock, rock, reek, rock,"
added Ernesto cheerfully. Tilda was quite amused by the conversation. Afterwards, she told Chipolo that the language of the toucanettes is a little different from their language, so it takes a while to understand it. She told him toucanettes also have been affected by deforestation, but there are still some large areas of forest that have been preserved where they go to find food and shelter. Tilta also said toucanettes and quetzals play an important role in maintaining these forests because they eat a lot of fruit and spread the seeds everywhere, which helps trees reproduce. Tilta was right. Coapia was a beautiful place. People came to observe and study the different birds. This inspired many people to learn more about protecting birds and forests. Chipolo felt lucky to be in such a place. He thought back on his migration adventure from the juniper oak woodlands of central Texas to his wintering home in Chiapas, Mexico. He'd lost some friends along the way, and he'd gained some new ones. He'd seen the effects of forest fires and deforestation on winter habitat. He was so happy to be among friends in a safe place with food and shelter. Chipolo continued having exciting adventures during his stay in Coapia. He was thrilled to be reunited with his dear friend Mohawk, whom he had taken for dead after the Great Fire. More importantly, he met Dorita, a pretty female golden-cheeked warbler. But that, my friends, is another story. The end.
Thank you for joining Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center for the reading of The Tale of Chipolo by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez. If you visit Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center in Cedar Hill, Texas, in the months of April, May, and June, you just might see a golden-cheeked warbler. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.